Continuing the Rambam, Hilchas Chiras, Perek Gimel, Halacha Zayin, Chapter 3, Law 7. Okay, we're talking about Shomer Socher, who is a shepherd, and responsibilities that he has to do versus the responsibilities of a shepherd who's a Shomer Chinam. So now we're talking about the one who's a Shomer Socher. So Roah Shetan, if the shepherd makes the following claim, he says, Shitzalti al Yidei Roim B'Socher. He says that the sheep that I was watching for you were in danger of being destroyed by wolves or bandits or whatever, and I saved them. And the way I saved them, which I was allowed to, and I have permission for this, is by hiring other shepherds to scare away the wolves or whatever, and it costed money, and I'm sending you the bills now. So now, is he believed? Now, what he's what's happening is he says, here's your sheep, the ones I rented. Okay, or the Shomer Socher, the ones I'm watching, and I got paid to watch. Here's a sheep. I just want you to know that a couple of weeks ago was a very terrible onslaught of wolves, and here's a $300 bill from all with receipts and all from all the shepherds. So the question is he believed? Because really, the owner just sees the sheep coming back, and this could be an amazing way for the guy to rip him off. Just say it's what happened, right? Anyway. Nishba v'notel mashatan, he makes an oath and he's able to collect based on his claim, saying that he saved the animals. And this is really sourced in a Gemara in Ksuvis, that a man also is responsible to take care of his wife's property. And sometimes he has to make expenditures to lay out to take care of the property. So the same thing, he swears and he's able to collect money for that. So the same thing over there. And let's see how much he can take and why. Well, first of all, he can only take the value of the sheep, which we already learned last week. Up to the value of the sheep, the owner is willing for you to spend, so he can at least keep his same sheep. And now he also has a very good migu. What's the migu? Even though you're just seeing the sheep back, and you could say on the one, and I think maybe the guy's making up the whole story, but he's an amazing migu. What would be the amazing migu? V'yochol ha'yolomer, he could have said, well, listen, if I really wanted to lie and be a schnook, Nitrafa, I could have said that the wolves killed them, a whole pack of wolves, and then I'd be putter completely. Okay, I wouldn't have to pay anything. So since I could have said that, and then what does he do? V'yishava b'nikitas chayvetz, he swears holding out the sefer Torah, kigin kol nishpoim v'notim, like all people who make an oath and collect. So that's an amazing migul. And what you see is he only makes oath. He doesn't have to bring witnesses to show. He doesn't have to have receipts that he paid and witnesses to bring the other shepherds. Because he's believed, because he could have made an oath anyway and been totally free. He could have taken the animal, stole it, sold it, and said, what, wild wolves came, and it was beyond my control to stop them, and he would have been believed. So he come to that. So therefore, now, if it's a place, though, where the commentators say it was in a very public place, and now it's very common knowledge of what would have happened, as we said before, then he would have to find Adim for that to happen. So he'd have to bring Adim, and we wouldn't go with the Migul. But this, the case that Rambam is speaking about, is where it's not in an inhabited place, and we would believe him with that Migul. Okay, Ches. Ches and a number of these next halachas are going to deal with an aspect of Pshia. It's sort of Tchilasa b'Pshia v'Sof b'Ones. It starts with Pshia and ends with Ones. And the underlying theme in all the cases Rambam is going to bring is, in almost all the cases, if the negligence causes the accident that comes afterwards, then you're chayiv. But if the negligence is no connection to the ones that happens afterwards, then you're not chayiv. And we'll see with the examples. Let's say the shepherd leaves the sheep unattended in the fields and goes into the city to whatever to take care of other business. Now, it doesn't matter if it's a time of day where it is customary where the shepherds go into the city and leave their flocks out there, so that it was part of the standard procedure. Or if he went in a time when they usually don't, and that would be a negligence on his part. Now, while he's away, what happens? And a pack of wolves comes, v'torfu, and kills the sheep that are there. And there are witnesses to that fact. And we have to add that. It's very important. So witnesses that a whole pack of wolves came. Now, if a whole pack of wolves came, what would the shepherd have been able to do even if he was there? Nothing. Would he be putter? potter. Okay? So now what do we don't say and what do we do say? Einomer, we don't say like this. Ilu hayasham, if he was there, hayamatzel, he would have saved them. Right? He would have gotten strong and courageous. He would have saved them. But we say, listen, what mostly, you know, if it's really, really wild animals like that, a regular guy wouldn't do it. And he's not going to kill himself for this. So we say, no. Ela omdimo. So we make the following evaluation. If it was a situation where if we would have called over some more shepherds and would have rented a few sticks, and then he could have successfully chased them away, then the fact that he's away and wasn't able to do that, then chayiv, then he has to pay. And this is speaking in a case of a shomer socher, who's supposed to give a little better shmira than a shomer chinam, and therefore he would be chayiv. If it was a shomer chinam, then it wouldn't matter because he doesn't have to, he wouldn't have to be required to hire people to help out. The imlav, but if no matter what, he wasn't able to find, he wouldn't have been able to find people to help him, and wouldn't be able to rent out sticks and things like that. And there are witnesses that said that these animals came. So now he's potter. Now the question is, why is he potter? Isn't that chilas of a pshia of a sof of onus? It started off with negligence and ends in an accident, which we usually say is chayiv. But again, that's the point. The negligence is not a direct cause for the onus. Because even though it was a state of negligence that he left the animals unattended, but even if he wouldn't have done an ones, a negligence, he couldn't have stopped what happened. So therefore, since it's not a direct cause of the accident, he's potter. But if we're not clear, we don't know. It was kind of an iffy situation. We don't know if he could have gotten other guys, or maybe yes, maybe not. So since we're in that kind of situation, chayiv l'shalem, he has to pay. Because it's almost like a situation where he'd be chayiv in a shvua, that it was a certain ones, and he really can't swear that. How would he be potter anyway? If it really was beyond his control, he'd make an oath and say it was beyond my control or anything. But since he doesn't know, he can't make an oath, so there's nothing to relieve him and to make him potter, and therefore he'd have to pay. Now, Tess. What if Mesa Habehema Kedarka? Let's say the animal is doing what animals usually do, the normal work, you rented it out or you're watching it, and these are things that a normal behavior of an animal, and it dies in the course of the normal behavior. Hareza onis, that's called an accident, Varaya Potter, and the shepherd is Potter. Now, what if Sikva, what if the shepherd was starting to starve the sheep and he caused them great pains from that? Vamesa, and the animal then dies. So ena ones, that is not considered an accident, because even if, let's say, a month after he put it on a starvation diet, right, you know, it doesn't matter, because we can assume because you made them hungry for a certain amount of time, that caused the death later on. Now, what if now the animal itself went a little crazy? What if tikafehu? What if the animal overcame him? He's watching this animal. The animal went nuts and he starts running crazy. For also the Rashi Tsukin, and starts going up to the highest mountains. Let's say he's watching sheep in the valley, right? And now the sheep goes, wah! He starts climbing up the mountain, and you can't hold him back. He's like, mamish, going schizoid over there, right? And then, uskafatu, and it overcomes him even at the end, you know? And it falls, and it dies, the animal. Hareza the onus. That we would definitely say is beyond the control of the shepherd. And he would be putter under all circumstances. But that's because the animal did it on his own. But what about the following? What if Hela L'Roshei Tzukin, what if the shepherd takes it to the mountain peaks? Which is not an optimal place to take sheep. Or the animal on his own, but it wasn't so meshugan and crazy. And he could have stopped it. If he would have made an effort, he would have stopped it from going up to the mountain. Velomana, he didn't stop it. Even though it overcame him. But he could have fought more, but he didn't. Vinof and it fell. Vimeisen dies on Ishwar got damaged. Chayev, the shepherd is Chayev. Why? Because that is Shekolt Shetchilas of Abshia Vesov Ba'onis Chayev. Anything that starts with negligence and ends with an accident, then you're Chayev. And here, this is the negligence on his part, either by him bringing him up to the mountains, that is a negligence. You don't bring animals up to the mountains where it's easy to fall. Or if the animal was going on its own and you could have stopped it, you didn't. That's also negligence. So that is where the, even though it fell as an accident, but since the accident is directly related to the negligence, therefore it's chayav. V'chein haroya shehever ha-behemes al hagesher. Let's say a shepherd crosses sheep over a bridge. Now, bridges are fairly narrow. Now, what he was supposed to do is have them go in single file, one after another, so that they can't push each other over the bridge. But he didn't do this. He had them going like just en masse, like two by two, three by two, whatever. And it's getting tight. And then what happens? The doch of achasim lechaverta, and one's pushing the other one. Venafla lishibolas, and it runs into the raging rivers and dies or gets vanor of the river and dies or gets damaged. Hareza chayiv. That the shepherd is chayiv. Why? Shayla lavir and achasechas. It should have passed them by one. Sheena shomer netel socher el lishmor shmirula. We're talking about a shomer socher over here, and a shomer socher has to give it a good watching. That was initial negligence. He brought them all at one time and not one by one. Even though it was an accident at the end, when they fell, and that is an example of chilas of pshia v'sof ones, where the initial pshia is the direct cause of the accident that comes after that. We'll do one more yud. Pasha, but what if the shepherd was negligent? Let's say he didn't lock the door of the corral. And now the sheep just runs out. V'yotza la'agam. And it goes into a swamp, but the main idea, it's a place that's not protected from robbers or wolves, and it's in a very dangerous area, and swamps are like that. But now, it's not that a wolf attacked it, and not that a guy stole it, but what? V'meisashom g'dak, it just died. Potter, you don't have to pay. Because the fact that it went out is not the cause of it dying. Right? Now again, did it start off with a pshia? Yes, it was a negligence. It shouldn't have let it go out. But now it went out of there, fine. But the fact is, the death is totally not relatable to the accident. It died in a normal way. So Mali Babe Shaimer, Mali Bag, what does it matter if it would have been in the corral or if it would have been in the swamp, right? As the expression is Malachamavis, Mali Hocha, Mali Hossam, what does it matter? The angel of death here or there, it's just regular death. So even though there was an initial negligence, but it's not directly related to the death.
So we know for certain that this
Well, let's just read a little more. Avolim Ganova, Ganov Magam. What if a thief steals it out of the swamp now? And that's where the thieves usually steal things, much easier from the swamp. And then it's now, so what happens? The thief steals it, and now it's in the thief's house. Umeisa Kedarka, and then in the thief's house it just dies regularly. Beveis HaGanov, in the house of the thief. Harei HaShomer Chayv. The Shomer is now Chayv. Alpi Shehu Shomer Chinam. Even though he's a Shomer Chinam. Why? Who's Potter from Gnev and Aveda. But still, it was a negligence. Shafilu Lo Mesa, even if it wouldn't have died, and it would have been stolen. Harei He Ovda B'yad HaGanov. It got lost in the hands of the Ganov. The Yitziyasa, but what caused all that? Because the animal left because of the Shomer's negligence. So a Shomer Chinam is chayv for negligence too. So Garmel Oligana that caused it to get stolen. And then he's already chayv for the thievery that's there. So the fact the animal dies over there, that's too late. It's already after the thievery's done. V'chein kol kivitz, anything similar to that. Yeah, what was your question now?
We're certain that this it being in the swamp didn't precipitate.
Yeah, it was not the swamp-like conditions that would cause it. As we'll learn in the next parak, there's going to be different valleys do create heat and things like that. Will be the discussion in the next parak.
Yeah.
Okay, we continue now in the fourth parak. More ideas of either negligence or non-negligence on the part of the shomer. Hasoicher sachamor. Someone rents a donkey. And he rented on the specific condition, you know, when you rent cars, they'll ask you, are you keeping it in the province, saying another province, out of state, you know, all these things. So anyway, so he rented it, and it was expressly lalicha bahar, to take it up to the mountains. But where did he take it instead? Now the mountains are usually a more treacherous place to take a donkey. Instead he took it in a less treacherous place. Valicha babika, he takes it into the valley. Now, if the donkey slips in the valley, potter, you don't have to pay, because slipping in the valley is less likely to happen. So the fact that you did change, you did alter the conditions upon which you rented them, but the truth of the matter is you put it in a safer environment than what was originally done. So the owner can't say, well, you know, if you would have kept it in the mountain, it wouldn't have slipped. But now that you put it in the valley, it slipped, I'm going to make you pay. But no, it's much less likely to slip because mountains got rocks and stuff like that, and valleys don't. So it's less likely to have slipped. So the fact that it did, you will be putter and for sure. That's what it says. Afal pi, even though, she'over al das baum, you went against the understanding that the owner had with that. Now really it's a machlokas in the Gemara. Because the Chachamim, Reb Meir holds, anyone who goes against what the owner's wishes was, you're going against the contract, is considered a gazlan. Okay? So, because you went against the conditions of the schirus. Okay? That's what Reb Meir holds. The Chachamim say, no, you gotta see what the change was. If the change is worse, then okay. But if the change is better, then why should the guy be chayiv? We pass
like a mountain goat or something that's better on the mountain.
Well, again, everyone would be, he's going to give you a number of scenarios like this. But on the other hand, if it's in the valley, but vimhu chamo, but if it got overheated, okay, because the wind, it blows less wind in the valley, and there the change can hurt it. Because it gets more overheated in the valley, it doesn't have the fresh air, then chayiv you have to pay, because that is a change that hurts the animal. Now, let's reverse it now. Same thing, but reversed. Schar l'alicha babika, he ran to take it into the valley, v'alicha b'or, now he takes it into the mountains. Now, im hukhukha, if it slips, then chayiv, he has to pay. Why? Shachalokos yosar b'har minavika, it's more likely to slip in the mountain than it is in the valley. But im hukhukha, but it got overheated in the mountain, Potter. We say potter. Why? Because shechamimus babika yaser min ha'ar mipnei ruach shemin ha'shevus rosh ha'arim. The warmth of the valley is much more than the warmth of the mountain because of the wind that blows on the mountain. So now the question is, so then it got overheated because it had a fever. It got sick, whatever. But it wasn't because you changed the environment, because it's much breezier, and it shouldn't be overheated because of that. However, if he gave it a rigorous climb up the mountain and was pushing it, but if it got overheated because of the climbing that went up the mountain, then chayiv you have to pay, because that is part of the change that caused that change in the health of the animal. And any other situations that are the same, where you're changing the condition for the better, you're potter. If you're changing the condition for the worse, you're chayiv. And now you're renting a cow together with the plowing utensils. And you're renting it expressly to plow with the animal. Now, there's two issues that can happen. The cow could die, the plow can break. So we'll have to look at these issues here. So you're renting a cow, lachrosh b'hor, and you rate the condition to plow in the mountains. Now, mountain plowing is much more treacherous, there's more rocks. There's more danger of the animal getting hurt and the plow breaking. But that was the agreement. So it probably paid a premium on that. You know, I guess there's higher rates. If you rent it for the plow in the mountain, you pay a higher price than if you're renting it to plow in the valley. So anyway, so he did it to Bahar, but at the end of the day, Baharish Babika. So now he ended up plowing it only in the valley, and Vinish Barhakan Khan, and the cylinder, that part of the plow that digs into the ground, I think. Yeah, that's the utensil that the plowing happens with. Broke. Hareya socher potter. The socher's potter because it's less likely to break in the valley. So it's probably, it has nothing with the change. It could be, you know, accidents happen. And again, it's part of natural accidents. You don't pay for natural accidents like that. But now there's another issue. That even though the thing breaks, the owner, so there's two issues here. There's an issue, what kind of shomer were you? And then there's another issue, my property got damaged. And a lot of times when you're renting it, it's not the guy who rents it that's gonna damage it, because the renter has workers. And the workers are the ones who are working with it. So now there's two aspects. If the owner says, listen, I rented it, let's say for the mountain, whatever, and he takes it to the mountains, I've done what I'm supposed to, but then it breaks. Now, the owner can't go to the guy who rented it because he did what the agreement was. But the workers maybe could be negligent because the worker himself could do a bad job. So now, even though there was a change and you went from the mountain to the valley, well, that change is not a change that would make it any worse in terms of the agreement. So the renter who rented it and took it to the valley, there was nothing wrong with that. But if the owner still figures, well, maybe there was some negligence, this, and the second aspect, you didn't use the plow properly. There's two things. Taking it to the wrong place, taking it to a place where it's rockier, then if you use it regularly, it's more likely to break, and I didn't want you to take it there. That's one aspect. Another aspect, you know, there is the way you use a plow. In other words, you don't put the plow too deep into the ground, because if you put it too deep, it could break more than it's supposed to. I guess there's a certain area.
For one kind of vegetation, one kind of topography. And you used it in a different way.
So there's two issues. There's the topography could be a cause of the damage, and just you were a rotten plower. A plow. The guy working the plow didn't work.
I say a rotten, lousy.
A lousy plower. Okay, the plower wasn't good. So we're saying like this. In terms of the rental of where you put it, that the socher's okay on. But if the owner still is not happy with the way maybe it was plowed, then it says vidin. Now, if the baal hapor, if the owner of the cow wants to take anybody to court, he could take ima umnim shechorshu. He could take the workers who are plowing, and he could say, you know what, maybe you didn't do it properly. So he'd have to prove it.
There's no agreement with the workers.
Exactly. There's no contract with the workers. How can you sue them?
Well, I guess people know you have workers.
It doesn't matter. The contract's between the renter and the owner. You can't go after the worker. The renter is responsible for the worker.
Well,
I mean, there's no.
I hear your point. It's a question. I'm going to answer that.
We see this all the time at work. You know, if my subcontractor screws up, they sue us.
I hear your point. And the commentary doesn't have anything to say on that.
What did you say, Leslie?
They're supposed to be careful, but they maybe weren't careful.
What is slime?
Rocks.
Oh, okay.
He just says that if the owner wants to claim, his claims can only be to them, because it could be because of them it broke.
Yeah.
Now, and in the commentary, they say more. And if they don't have money, then the owner of the cow loses. I hear what you're saying. I guess it must have been so well known that you have to say that when these rentals are taking place, you know that they're going to have, let's say, other people are doing it, and you know that that's the guy who's.
Would this guy's bonded?
It's probably, you know. I know this is Canadian law. We're talking about Rambam law. It's not the same.
Well, I don't think it's Rambam's law.
In other words, I'm the owner. Everyone knows the owner's not going to be plowing it. I'm not going to be plowing it. I hear your question, but how are we going to answer it? You have to say there must have been. You have to, but the Rambam's not saying that.
I know.
Okay, so now the Rambam has to make sense, right? Yeah. Does the Rambam have to make sense? Has to make
people that disagree with him sometimes.
Okay, but a lot of we so tell us how, good, but how do you understand the Rambam's position?
You have to
make an assumption that whenever you're renting things like that, there's two parts to the rental agreement. There's the rental agreement, the renter has to put it in a place where it's supposed to be. And listen, workers are workers. And the guy says, look, I can't be responsible for my workers. I guess the Rambam field, I understand what you're saying. No, you should be responsible for your workers. The Rambam's saying no, that the owner, the renter is not responsible as workers, and the workers, they're responsible directly. And I hear your question. I hear your question. And Rambam, notwithstanding that, felt differently. So that's, and I got no commentary to help me. So. But I hear your question.
They have been asking this question for 800 years.
Yeah. Vechein, let's continue. Vechein im lo shina al das ha-ba'alim. And let's say he didn't change, the renter did not change what the owner wanted. But v'nish brakankan, and it breaks also. Let's say regularly, he didn't change anything. He did exactly where he's supposed to take it. Again, din bala pora ima umnim. The owner is the one who deals with the workers, because they've got to pay him. And this is where the renter didn't change anything, right?
Shelley's is in the lesson.
What? One?
And later on this
paragraph. Oh, that's going to be changes. One second. So where am I now? I lost the place now.
Gimel.
Yeah. One second. Now, let's continue. Schar alach rosh babika. Now, what if he rented it to plow in the valley, v'charesh bar, and now he plowed it in the mountain, and then v'nish brakankan, then the cylinder breaks, hasoichachayv, then the renter has to pay. Now, that's obviously, because that's the negligence, because he put it in a much more dangerous area.
Look at the next one.
V'dino shel socher ima umnim. Now, the renter then deals with the workers. Okay, now because when he hired them to work in the mountains, he said, guys, we're in the mountains, so, you know, I'm paying you more, it's more dangerous, and I expect an extra level of care. So now when, in other words, it comes like this. If the renter totally changes to the negative way, then the owner has nothing to do with anybody. He says, you gotta pay me, and I don't want to talk to anybody about anything. You want to deal with your workers, you deal with the workers. He says, you made the initial negligence. You deal with them. But if the guy didn't make any negligence, then we say that the owner has to deal with them. To which Shelley says, it would seem that still, the renter should deal with the workers, and the Rambam disagrees with Shelley. So it's a machlokes. The renter would hire the workers. Unless you want a taina, and you know what, Shelley? Maybe it's like this. Maybe when you rent the cow, you're renting the workers too. Maybe it goes together.
Yeah, it goes the whole. It's a package.
The cow is renting to both parties.
No, the owner of the cow owns the cow, and he has two workers. He's full service. It's a package deal, which makes sense, you know, because he's lending him. He rents out to him the animal plus the workers who work with them. That could be a good answer.
So then if the workers mess up,
then they report back to the owner.
The owner of the animal.
We'd have to say that was the custom that they didn't know. Who came up with that?
You did.
No, you
did. You did.
I thought I heard somebody say it.
No, it was Eliyahu who whispered it.
Okay. So that makes sense. That makes sense. Because listen, you rent, it's like a limousine service. You know, I'm renting the car and the chauffeur, they go together, right? So here, the plow, and I got the workers. So now he's got the whole thing. So now, if the renter changed the conditions, now it's his piece, wrecked the whole thing up. The renter has only wrong, so if it broke, then there's got to be some reason for it. Now the owner can try to deal with the workers.
I think the rabbi should write a footnote.
Okay, anyway, that might make sense. Okay, base.
Could I just ask the question? We didn't get to ask a question on the last section.
I'm sorry.
When we reviewed.
So I remember that already?
Yeah.
It's been a half an hour, Martin. Go ahead.
It's okay. But it's not your long-term memory yet. It's still short-term memory. The question is, when the guy steals there's a shomer guarding it. The shomer guarding the animal.
He wasn't guarding it. That's how it got.
He was guarding it, but the guard.
No, he let it go. He was poshe. He wasn't guarding it. It started with posha. Okay, he was negligent. He didn't lock the door. It went onto the swamp, and then somebody stole it.
So, what responsibility does the thief have?
Well, the thief may have to pay back to the shomer, but that's the shomer's problem. The shomer, you were negligent, and because your negligence got stolen, so now you gotta pay. What if we never find the thief? If you find the thief, we always know that once the shomer has paid, then he deals with the thief.
Okay.
So one more halacha base. Now, what about, that's interesting. Now, beis is kind of funny, the order here. Umal dina umnim sheshav rubei sacharisha. Now, what's the law with workers who break something when things are being plowed? This, you could say, not necessarily with a rental. Let's just say you're a worker working for somebody, and he's having you working on the plow. Or even with the workers in a rental, whatever. It doesn't really matter. I wouldn't say it's exclusively with rental. It could be anybody who's working and the work. Now, it seems, I did a little looking, Googling here to figure this out. How many people do you think it takes to use a plow?
Two.
Well, every picture I saw on Google was one. There's a guy in the back. It's the only thing. But it seems in Rambam there's two guys. And all the pictures I looked up, I didn't see any pictures with two guys. But anyway, the question they're really asking is, notwithstanding exactly who and what and where, but when it's a situation where the workers will have to pay, okay, which worker pays? Mishalman. When we say we pay, okay, me mishalei. Who's the one that pays? Now, the commentary says, and it seems there must have been a certain way it was done, notwithstanding my Google images, that plowing is done with two people. One guy leads the cow and directs the steps of the cow, make sure the cow goes in the right direction. And the second guy is holding on to that cylinder, the plow that's going in the ground, and make sure it doesn't go too deep and too shallow. It's just the right amount.
So it's a blade.
Okay. And I guess if the animal doesn't go in a straight direction, that could cause the blade to break. And if the guy doesn't hold the plow in the right way, that could cause the blade to break. So the question is, who's the one who's going to pay when the thing breaks? So that, when we say play, so mimi shalim. So the Rambam says, Zeha oches es hakli be'esach harisha. We go with the guy who's holding the plow at the time of the plowing. It's more to assume that the breakage is because the plow wasn't in the right place. That's more likely. However, v'imhoisa hasada malos malos, if the field has several plateaus, and I guess you're jumping up from one area to another area, and now there's got to be a lot more care when the guy in the front to make sure that the cow is staying, and it's likely that he might not keep it in line. So shneim chayovim bidmei hakanka. Then both they would have to share the expenses of the broken cylinder. Hamani goso b'malma, the one who guides the animal with a guiding pole. Okay. Va'okhe sasakli, and the one who holds the plow. In this case, we can assume that both of them have equal responsibility, because in a place where there are plateaus, different levels of plateaus, there are more stumbling blocks like rocks and things, and it's harder to keep the animal straight, and he could maybe have not made it straight, and therefore there's equal payments would be required. Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha.